Didsbury, municipalities should be able to call for assistance from the federal as well as the provincial government when it comes to addressing housing needs, says Didsbury Mayor Rhonda Hunter. Municipalities know what is needed in our communities, and what our government identifies as being best for the province is not necessarily best for individual municipalities, says Hunter. We cannot attract new residents, workers for local business, and even new local business and industry, if we have a housing shortage or, in a lot of cases, a 0% vacancy. We are all looking for the opportunity to provide housing for our success and growth. If the federal government can and wants to help, then they should. If the province has a better idea or an offer to assist with housing in Alberta, they should be presenting it. Hunter's comment comes as the Smith government introduces Bill 18, the Provincial Priorities Act, which, if passed, would require school boards, regional health authorities, and municipalities to have prior provincial approval for agreements with the federal government. Since Ottawa refuses to acknowledge the negative impacts of its overreach, we are putting in additional measures to protect our provincial jurisdiction to ensure our province receives our fair share of federal tax dollars and that those dollars are spent on the priorities of Albertans, said Smith. Municipalities, including in this district, have, in the past, entered into agreements with the federal government, including regarding housing. If municipalities want to meet federal criteria so housing can be constructed in their respective community, it should be their choice, says Hunter. If a municipality wants to meet federal criteria so housing can be built in their community, that should be their choice, she said. Whoever wants to fund housing, and, even further, rapid housing, initiatives, I support that. Does there need to be collaboration and cooperation? Sure. Can our provincial and federal governments collaborate and cooperate to meet the needs of Albertans and Canadians alike? I would like to think they can. Having said that, I don't support that housing should be jurisdictional. Whatever level of government can contribute, to me, must contribute to address this critical housing shortage that we are experiencing. We should be thanking anyone who comes to the table with money. The 265-member Alberta Municipalities Association said it was surprised and disappointed by the introduction of Bill 18 and the fact the association was not consulted about the legislation.